Today we begin Siman He, a much easier Siman, not as heavy as the Simanim we had earlier. Just the scheduling of Dinei Torah. The name of the Siman is Be'ezeh Yoyim Da'anin or Be'ezeh Zman Bi'ayim. What are the parameters of the timing of Batei Dinim? Many years ago, early in my rabbinic career, and an incident with a couple who was getting divorced, and they went to a Beis Din to settle their financial issues. And the woman was getting very impatient. Beis Din was schlepping. Then it came Nissen, and Rabbanim said that they have a yeshivas Beis Din in Nissen, they're Rabbanim. And they're busy with Pesach Shailas. And we'll see in Shulchan Aruch, it says so. Ain't done in you don't sit in this. So she said, that's it. That's it. No, it isn't. She's gone to court. So she went to court. And after 9 months in court, the court dismissed everything because the subpoena was served improperly. They dismissed everything that happened until they were all the lawyer's fees because the subpoena was served improperly. I felt, you know, like, she was right, it was schlepping, but on the other hand, it schleps everywhere.
Can I say something? If somebody comes to Rome or something like that, does he have to take the Din Torah or not?
No, nobody is obligated to take a Din Torah. When people have a paid job in a community, so their job is to take the Din Torah. But many times I only sit with people if they at least appear to be friendly and they just want to do the right thing. When they're fighting, I just don't have the time for it, and the patience for it. And, you know, when they're at each other's throats and they just want to be right, it's very, very hard. I don't know. I just finished. Two sides came. The dispute was over nearly $500,000. They were very bishalom. They sat bishalom. I wondered at the end if they're going to be bishalom. But Baruch Hashem, they went through. It's too close to when it happened to tell you the details. Very interesting. The entire. Okay, let's learn Siman He. Okay, the dating, the timing of Dinei Torah. Sif Aleph, Osa Lodim Bishabbos V'Yantiv, Vim Avar Dinoi Din. If it's Osa to do it in Torah Shabbos V'Yantiv. Why? Why is it Osa? There's no Issa Deraisa, there's no Velocha Deraisa in the Din Torah. So the Sma brings Osa Lodim Bishabbos, Chazal Sma Aleph, Chazal Osru Gezeira Shemi Yichtaiv Hatainis. Upsakdin. It's a gzeri shabi yechtoiv in Mesechtes Beya. There's a list of things that we don't do. And one of them, is this. And the gzeri is asru shabi yechtoiv atainis upsakdin. Kajkos of Archai Shalom Echas. What? It doesn't passel the din. They're not supposed to do it. Why did they start? I'll tell you the truth. It could be they made a mistake. I once made a mistake also. So my wife tells me. But you had a... yeah. Oh, they have to catch an airplane. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Excuse me. They're going to Israel.
So. We have so many people that, you know,
the cashier here. Yeah, I don't know what this speaker is. Very good. But. Seems not. It seems the reason is Gezeira. It could be. It could be it's not disturbing. They have a Shaila. He found something and he gave a simon. It's good simon. It's not a good simon. It's not a big fight necessarily. you know, in camp, people come to me, they found things, and someone else says, I lost it, and they ask me, I have to trust them, they have no simon. So what do you do? It's a funny thing, I think I mentioned here, that it says that Lefnei Mishuras Hadin, the Shulchan Aruch says, even if there's no simon, if you trust the person, you should give it back. But Mikra Hadin, it's yours. I'm always mesupik if the finder is a cotton, where it's really not his, whether he can give it back. I don't know, a cotton midrabanan, it's his father's.
But if he's lying and he was naive and made him a god?
The one who's claiming it.
You're overlooking the Hebrew and he's the god.
Yeah, but in Shulchan Aruch it still says, if the finder believes him, then he should return it. It doesn't say if the Bezin believes him. I mean, if you see he's a liar, it's to be different, but... The gzeira is that you don't give it. Nei darke shalom is that the cotton keeps it. So here there's a kasha. In the beginning of Subis, the Mishnah says that you get married on a Wednesday because of Laftanis Pesulim will go run to Beznin on Thursday. So you get married on Wednesday. We don't do that. We don't necessarily get married on Wednesday. So that the Rishayim will say, Taisa says it on Daf Gimel, and the Rosh Naran say it on the Mishnah, that the Gemara actually, but the dinim ainam kavuin. There's no set time that but the dinim sit, and therefore the meaning is not to get married on Wednesday. It's fascinating that for hundreds of years the meaning was to get married on the afternoon of Friday afternoon. The problem is, if but the dinim aren't kavuim, so what does it mean? It means if he has tainas besulim, he'll round up three dayanim and he'll go taina to them. But the only day you shouldn't be allowed to get married is Friday afternoon, because then the bia is Friday night, and then you have a problem the next day. But the language of these rishayim, they bring that the minhag is to get married Friday, and it seems that the minhag in Yerushalayim still, Shlomo Zalman got married on Friday. There's a whole story because, what? In Europe still in the 1900s? They still got married. The Tishtetl didn't have any more Panim Chadoshes beyond the minyan for the, if I tell you up in the Shtetl, there were only 10 families. I met at least 20, they say they came from there, but, right. So the kasha is, it's a shtaka kasha. The Torah of the Tumni has the kasha that, well, let me say, the Torah of the Tumni has the kasha that, that ain't done on Shabbos. So how can you get married on Friday afternoon, if ain't done on Shabbos? It should be something that's awesome.
Why is that a case of Bezal Gibbs, Marat?
You know, it's only a knas if they catch him lying.
But
he's not lying. We're only doing this if people are not lying. If people are lying, we want to catch them. Not a problem. So that's the thing. Doron V'tumim says the smaz language, Shemi yichtivu hatainis upsakdin. He doesn't know why he writes hatainis upsakdin. In Shemi yichtiv hapsakdin, so it's very good. Once he goes to Bezin with a taina, so Bezin will say, okay, we hear your taina, and we'll give a psak tomorrow. You don't have to give a psak that day. It's not Inei Adin. So they'll give a psak the next day. So the Thomas says, if you say Shem Yichtiv HaPsak Din, okay, so maybe they asked what they did. But for psak din. But if it's Shem Yichtiv HaTainis, that's his complaint against the Sma,
that
you mean how Titus subsacked in is one thing. Yeah. When they write the subsacked in, they'll write the Titus. Okay, but not they'll write the Titus, they may forget till tomorrow, and then that part.
It's true, you don't forget.
Yeah, okay.
It's fine.
There's no Erisin anymore.
I mean, Suin.
No, I'm saying. Do you go to bed because maybe between Erisin and the.
Oh, you mean, Mizmanazad, there's no between Erisin and the Suin. Yeah, as I said, there is no nachina. Yeah, okay, we're going on the Ran's day still. So.
I think the Rambam was supposed to make weddings on Friday, and in Kalnitzi there was a suburb right outside
So here we have what's really a kasha in a lot of different places, and that's what Chaim mentioned, that there's a gezeira. There are many gezeiras on Shabbos. One of them is shemiyata hanali kolor aner shemiyata. He might adjust the ner. There by shemiyata haner, it says that trei shapidami. That two is okay because chad mitkal chavre, one is going to remind his chaver. So some sefer there in Be'alam and Zayin where this mishnah is brought, he said every din Torah is not one person. Din Torah is three people, three dayanim, and you can have a yachid mumcha, but usually a din Torah is three people. And if it is, the question is why it's aser. If you say chad mitkal chavre, then it should be. So Sefer writes something which I don't think anybody.
Shabbos here, he might forget the next day.
What?
But he's talking about Taina to not forget the next day.
You're saying in Nuchashash. I'm going on what Chazal said. Chazal said Shemiyachdai. Why are you afraid Shemiyachdai? They won't come to write. You're saying they might forget.
Right.
That's not the Gzeira here. The Gzeira is Shemiyachdai. He didn't say that. Anyway, so some Sefer writes. The Shemi Yichtaiv is only exer on the Yachid Mumcha. On Shalosh, we find another reason. I think it's the Yerushalmi reason, but the Rambam brings the reason that you're not allowed to sit in the Din Torah. It looks like you're sitting to Paskin Einshim, like Malkus Amisa. And there's a separate Isser to Paskin Malkus Amisa from Leisvaru Eish B'chom Eish V'seichem, Chazal Darshan to in Sreifa, that you're not allowed to pass in Sreifa, you're not allowed to pass in Memela, any Dintiris. So there's such a thing. Some Sefer writes that's why the Rambam brings the reason of Lois of Aruesh. By Yochid Bumchid Shami Yechtaiv, and the three is, Bezdin of three is for a totally different reason. What? Bezdin of a certain Einshim. The Nesivis brings it. The Nesivis Beis. On the bottom, he brings Hine Aramam Kosavatam, Eidonim Balayla. He brings the other, he doesn't bring this. I'm sorry, there's another thing. But anyway, the Sma doesn't agree with him. The Achashokal doesn't agree with him. They bring Shemi Yichtaiv on Asalad and
B'Shabbos. He says he's going to write it B'Shabbos, maybe he'll
write it afterwards.
Yeah.
Maybe write it afterwards. Maybe that's a good teretz, but I'll tell you, the kasha is everywhere. You now climb a tree because you might rib zmiris. So two people go tree climbing. Now ride an animal because also you might rib two should be. You now go swimming, you might make a chavish al shaitan. So two people should be able to go swimming. It's a general kasha. I want to share with you a teretz that I said many years ago. So therefore, it should be more mutter with a bezel, no? It should be more mutter, and still we say Shabbat Yitzchak.
Similar to Shabbat.
Why?
There, only one person is reading; the other person is next, and he's not reading from the
line. No, it says even two. Yeah, it says even two. Mishabur says Yeshem. They have to reading to the same thing together, not separately. But I'll tell you a teretz I suggested. I had spoken at a Sheva Brachas. The uncle of the Chassan was a big Chassav Sefer Yid. Must have come from Frankfurt, I don't remember. But he was very, very big Chassav Sefer Yid from the old Hamish, everything Chassav Sefer. And he had spoken out this Kasha of Chassav Sefer at a previous Sheva Brachas. Now, what does that have to do with Sheva Brachas? So I'll tell you in a minute. My Teretz says to the Sheva Brachas. That's why I remember it. I suggested the following Teretz. Two people do things, two people are going swimming. So, we don't say one has das on his chaver. I'm swimming and he's swimming. We happen to be in the pool at the same time. But Shemayata, when one person fixes the nair, he's fixing it for both of them. It's Yoav Daite. When he goes, they're both struggling with a flickering nair, and one is going to fix it. So we say, if there are two, the Yoav Daite is Elazeh. If a person is doing something for the two of them, then Chazal said, there's Yoav Daitya who remind him. In all the other cases, there's no, each one's doing it separately. I'm climbing a tree and there's a branch in my way, I'll rip it out in Shabbos. So there's nothing to do with my chaver. When I'm swimming, it has nothing to do with my chaver. Now, riding on a horse, it still should be mutter two people on one horse. But that, he had spoken out, a person, the two people on one horse is us, al shvisus behemtai anyway. Because now I make a horse work. One person is not the hard work for a horse. I'm never a horse, I don't know, but the to my memory. But the so when it's Yoav Daite, then we say one reminds the other. If you have two people like parallel play, each was doing his own thing, so then there's no Yoav Daite. That seems to be the aside that would answer some Sefer's kasha. It's a very nice word for marriage. You have two people married, if they Yoav Daite is Elazed, then there's an improvement in their lives. If it's just sort of parallel lives, like, you know, like two ships passing in the dark, then there's no Yoav Daite, so there's nothing comes from it.
And but on the picture?
You don't have to advertise your experiences to the whole world. What? Shem Yichtav. No, each one writes for himself. If it's accepted, maybe it's for everybody. But you want to remember, you're right. You go to Bez and you'll see people chatting. Yeah. All right, anyway, sorry. You always lead me on. At any rate, all right, so this is the thing. Now, this obviously doesn't come up very much. What does come up is a shaila about Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos. Occasionally, people actually come to be Matar and Neder. The most common thing is Hafrashas Challah. When a lady is baking challah in her house, especially when she has little children, and she realizes that the challah that she separated got mixed back into the batch of dough. So this happened much too often in my house. I had a bunch of little boys. I remember once my wife said she can't find the challah. And she took her challah, she can't find it. So I spotted it on the ceiling. The boys discovered if you throw it against the ceiling, it sticks. So I spotted it on the ceiling. That answer to me, Akasha, I always had, is the Mishnah Pesachim says, Erev Pesach, you scratch the walls. You scratch the walls from chametz. Who has chametz on his walls? The answer is, depends how old the children are and how limited they are. They could have chametz on the ceiling. So I finally told my wife to just throw out the challah. Don't save it to burn it. Separate challah, wrap it in a bag, and throw it out. Which mikra din you're allowed to do, and that way you avoid a michshol.
Why not burn it?
Because you can't burn it until you finish baking. We don't have a separate fire, so you put it aside. Then when you finish baking, you put it in the oven. So it happens that a woman needs hataras nedarim. It happens to me once or twice a year that someone calls, not usually on Shabbos, but that needs hataras nedarim. I had a maisa. What? Yeah, I don't get a call on Shabbos. It did happen to me. I was once walking home from shul, and I was walking down 21st, and I'm walking 21st, there's somebody like really rushing, turns the corner, and he tells me, oh, Verizon, I'm going to look for a Rav. I have a Shaila. What's your Shaila? So he tells me they're ready to make Hamayzah. Have you made Kiddush yet? And my wife realized that the challah got mixed back in, and she had a mind. She's going to ask, and she forgot. And they're at the Shabbos Suda. So he's coming around the corner. So I told him that the halacha is you're allowed to eat the challah and leave over a piece. And after Shabbos, separate challah, lemafreya, on everything, but the piece you separate, you can't make the whole piece challah. It says you have to take a piece, you have to mafresh challah min ha'isa, or min ha'beik. So you do it after Shabbos. Then I told him, you should know, this only works in chutz la'aretz. Challah chutz la'aretz is a double drabanan. It's always a drabanan, and b'zman hazeh, you never saw a drabanan. So they were make all our chalas chutz la'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have this heter. That's what I told him. And I didn't know his name or anything about him, and I'd come. So about 6 months later, he calls me, maybe it was more than 6 months later, because he says, remember that time? Yeah, of course I remember. So he says, you're smart for telling me only in chutz la'aretz, because I'm making aliyah. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. So I told my wife, this doesn't work in Eretz Yisrael. You know, it's wrong. You would have to say, what do you have to do in Eretz Yisrael? So you have to be Matan Neder. Could you be Matan Neder on Shabbos? Well, it says, ain't done in Bishabbos. So could you be Matan Neder on Shabbos?
What? What time is they going to write down? Shema Yichtov.
I hear what you're saying. What? You're matin neder. Oh, so in Israel it doesn't help. Because you're matin neder, I'm sorry. In Eretz Israel it doesn't help. You're matin neder because then you have tevel. You can't separate on Shabbos. You can't separate after Shabbos. What? The neder is hafrosh chal is a neder. Hegdish is neder. Even nazir is a neder. Or anything that's chal but peh comes off the peh. What? So that's the shaila. Is that Taras Nedarim a real bezdin? It has three kulis that Philip Bekroivim, Philip Alayla, and Philip Bishabbos. It says Shulchan Aruch Matim Nedarim Bishabbos Im Heim Letzarah Shabbos. If it's somebody that's a tzarich of Shabbos, Kegoyin Shenodah Shalay Lecha Lo Shalay Lishdais. Alpha Pishoyah Pnai Latiram Kaidem Shabbos. No class. So it says that a bezdik could be matir and neder on Shabbos only with tzayra Shabbos. Aval abal yochel lahafen nidre yishtai efel einam letzayra Shabbos. Why? Why could he be made for nidre yishtai? Because you don't get 2 days to do it. It's always the tzayra. You have to do it the day b'yom shamay. He has to be made for yom shamay. So haba yochel efe nidre yishtai efel einam letzayra Shabbos. You can't be made for a it's actually a machlek because we get made slaves, but that's how he's passing. So lemaisa, you're allowed to be matir nedarim if that's Tzara Shabbos. There's a bit of a tumult over kol nidre. In Shul the Raman kol nidre, the Raman says to say kol nidre meba'id yaim. You should start kol nidre before shkia, before laila, because we're not matan nedarim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so not matan nedarim on Yom Kippur. When we say tefillah zaka, we're makabel harini makabel kedushas Yom Kippurim, we're makabel kedushas Yom Kippur. Really, you have to do it before, because kol nidre runs into after shkia, so it's a bit of a question. Now, our kol nidre. Not such a problem. There are two minhagim in Kol Nidre that Ran brings. There are those who Kol Nidre all the Nedarim from last year to this year. Our minig is to do from this year to next year to be Maisa Meidah on the coming year. Now the Ramah still says you should do Mabayit Yaim. Magen Avraham says it's Doim Vel Ataras Nedarim. It's not really Ataras Nedarim. You're being Maisa Meidah for the coming year. But the Magen Avraham says it's Doim Vel Ataras Nedarim. So it's somewhat of a question as to why would Makabli Yom Kippur with Kol Nidre still to come if really there's an Isser. I saw a terrace in the Kaf HaChaim. He brings a Tshuva Sarivash. You're allowed to be Mata Neder for Tzarchei Hayayim. Why are we Mata Neder when Yom Kippur starts? We want to show our seriousness as a Hirus in Kiyumei Mitzvah, that we're afraid to get stuck in Kiyumei Mitzvah, so we don't want to get stuck. So the Kaf HaChaim brings in the Rivash that itself is a Tzarech HaYayim. You'll have your Matlan Neb Tzarech HaYayim. Now there's no Neder that Tzarech HaYayim. But the procedure, why do we start, we call Nidre, we start Yom Kippur. It's a funny thing to a person who doesn't understand. And there are Jews who have very little knowledge, but they know Kol Nidre. You know, they might go Shul a whole year, but Kol Nidre they go. What is Kol Nidre? You tell them Kol Nidre is any Neder you make in the coming year. But like that's what the whole Kol Nidre is about. But the answer is that we're trying to show our desire to be Zohir in
You don't chew away something you
can't do? Well, the Ramah really says that you should do it early enough. We don't do it that early because we really like to eat till the last minute. Yeah. and come in to Yom Kippur well fed. Meiser Meidah means to serve notice. Meiser Meidah is to serve notice that any neder I make in the coming year, I don't mean it to be a neder. Truth is that Mikra Adin, someone makes a neder in the coming year, and he didn't realize that he had made Kol Nidre. You know, who thinks about it all year? Like, you know. So really, if you make a neder, you're allowed to rely on Kol Nidre. Mishnah Berurah says to use it only B'shas Hadchak, people shouldn't be Ruggle and Nedarim. But really, all of us who Meisa Meida and all the Nedarim. So the Magen Avraham writes, the Ramah says to do it Mabayad Yayim. But you're right, if you do it out in the future year, why do you have to do it Mabayad Yayim? He says it's Daimel in the Hataras Nam. It's similar. There's nothing you can write, but still it's similar to Taras Nedarim. So. That's what you're being matter the previous year. If they're matter, you might spend it on the coming year. Our meaning is for the coming year. The old Nazarim have the Shtei Nuschais. I don't think our school has a.
So it's only for future years. Why do you have to say it now in
Yom Tov? So that's why you have to do it by Yom before.
Right,
it's for the future year. That's why you should mean by Yom. So Rivash answers those who have a Kabbal Yom Kippur first, that it's a Tzarech Yom Kippur to have that mindset of. Mindset that I'm being Zohar in.
Sorry, it's much. I need the Dharma for ready made myself. I've done a year before for the coming year, so comes there.
I can't lose you. We're Meister Meidah Rosh Hashanah already for the coming year. So the Kol Nidre, obviously, is just to show Zahiris.
Why can it only work for Shas
HaTam? Because it shouldn't be Ruggle. Really, it works. But the Mishnah Berurah brings probably those before him to rely on it only Shas HaTam, because we don't want people to be Ruggle by Nedarim. And it's not a good thing.
Atovas
Chalaim is not Taras Nedarim. And anyway, it only Dika where it works the next day. Gemara's Kesh Lenurais, but only then that day. Atovas Chalaim is only why isn't the husband made for? So you have to know a husband can't be made for all his wife's nedarim. Only devarim shebeinai lebeina, tishyesh beinai nefesh. Only things that affect. No, I don't think so. It means she makes a neder not to help him or not to do things for him or not to, or devarim shebeinai nefesh. Okay, Siv Beis. Ain Dona Ber of Shabbos or Ber of Yontif. Now, we earlier said that we don't do on Shabbos and Yontif itself. Also, not Ber of Shabbos or Ber of Yontif. Why? So, we take a peek into the Sma. Why Ain Dona Ber Shabbos or Ber of Shabbos? It's the fourth line on the page, the end of the line. Ein darim erev Shabbos, zeh nami isser yesh bedavar, l'dayonim l'adayim. Afim nispayis ha-baleidinim, l'amid b'fneim l'adayim. Let's talk about it, didn't say, yeah, we don't care it's erev Shabbos, we're going to do it anyway. But neshet shicha liyes mesunim medim. You have to be patient in a din Torah. Well, b'erev Yadav, erev Shabbos, hey, true din, everybody's rushing. And therefore, you're not supposed to sit and did. That's the Mechaber Shita. That ain't done of Shabbos or Rav Yadiv. The Mizminu about din lavei lebezdin ain't sarach lavei. If someone got asked mana for Shabbos or Rav Yadiv, doesn't have to come. I feel the Mizminu lavei after Shabbos or Rav Yadiv v'lei ba ain't kaitzin. I say if you got asked mana erev Shabbos after Shabbos, he could say he was torrid. He didn't see it or he didn't remember it. That's the Mechaber Shita. Interesting Ramah. Hagah. Listen to this. Yesh Misha Kasav. The Achshav Bizman Azeh Donin Be'er Shabbos U'Be'er Yontif. Why? Mishum Bitul Melamdim. What does that mean? What does that mean? V'davka v'nyin mam and yesh lakol hefka bezna hefka. You can be mevatel, even though Chazal said not to do it, but bezna has a right to make an exception. Very saying lahakol, because of, what does it mean that ibnei bittel hamalandim? It seems that Friday there was no yeshiva. I'm busy screaming at the boys in yeshiva. What do you mean Friday is no yeshiva? People go to work on Friday. Well, why should be no yeshiva on Friday? Once they go to Eretz Yisrael Friday's off. What are you doing a whole Friday? I can't understand it. Someone's told me he's not going to be a Friday. Why? He's going to Lakewood for Shabbos. You're going to Lakewood for Shabbos? You have to miss yeshiva? The guys who are working are not going later in the day? I don't understand it. It's just the weirdest thing that Friday becomes such a thing. But the Rabbah seems to say that you should do Dinei Torah Friday, because every other day there's yeshiva. You don't want to take off yeshiva. On Friday, they bittul hamalamdim, because the bittul of the malamdim, of teachers, that they don't teach on that day, so they have a day off. I don't know. What? So if they'll be done that day, they won't have to take a day off from yeshiva to go to bed. So they'll be easier for them to go to Vezda, because of Bitl Mamela. The Ramah said, the Rechabah still says not, and they say that it's Mutta. So what? Ramesha gave Friday. I don't know why, but Ramesha gave Shir always Erev Shabbos an hour before Mincha. An hour. The winter was 11:30 to 12:30, and in daylight savings time was 12:30 to 1. What? He could have done that some Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday also. I mean, there's not a reason to do for it. Yeah. Anyway, he did a Friday. I don't know what his schedule was, but that's what he said. So this is Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. The Bechaba goes on. Ain Kaven Zman B'Nisim V'Tishrei. Mishaina Beir. Okay, so it doesn't say never in Nisan and Tishrei, but not never in Tishrei, but somebody will have to travel. Love you, Ladai. Avalim is Mina, even Nisan and Tishrei, love you, Achakach, Kaitzirai, same Leibah. Erev Shabbos, you have an excuse. But the whole month of Nisan, at least if you get Azmana, you should remember. Hagah, Yeshayimim, Dein Likbail, Bebesakneses, Benisim, Velayim, and Nairaim, Afilah, Bede Kafarim, Shabal, Laminion. There used to be a minig that if somebody was a Messiah of Ladin, they would stop the davening. In the middle of the davening, they would stop the davening and announce that this person is Messiah of Ladin. We're not going to go on until he's masking to come to Din. So that we don't do in the month of Nisan, not Yom Nairoim. Even the B'nai Kfar and Bo'ol Laminyin, Alakayim Lam Zimna Achar Harego. If Yesh Techiya V'Ramos, done in La'alta. If you're afraid the guy's going to skip town, so you best can see an emergency, they can be done right away. Yesh b'kai b'shedagu, shebizchilu ladai kaidim nisin, b'tishrei, kavin and zimna, af bohem, as you're finishing up the entire, v'echad anog nog. So this is tishrei, it depends on the meaning, it depends on the availability. Right, so till now, we're saying about Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, nisin and tishrei. The last part of this of Siv Beis is ain done in balayla. Is that we don't make a din Torah by night. B'tchilas din, to start a din Torah. Avol mischilu l'adayin, if you start a b'vayid yayim, dinimam nisbiyayim, gaymir b'layla. If you start a by yayim, then you're allowed to do it by night, otherwise we don't do it at night. And Ramah adds, yeshayim im avru v'dona b'layla dinayim din. Like we said in Sefala for the Shabbos Yantim, but the evidence of din. But the rule is, ain't done in Balayla. Why don't we do Dinei Torah by night? What's wrong with doing Dinei Torah at night? So, ain't done in Balayla means we don't make Dinei Torah at night. That's what we don't set it up. Day and tonight, you could be done. If you started by day, you could finish by night. So you're allowed to finish by night. So the question is, why ain't done in Balayla? So if you look in, again, we'll use the Smad. This time it's the fourth very wide line. And the Sma has a chiddush in it. He starts with just bringing the reason. Ain dar v'layla b'tchilas din ken yafil v'gemaras and hedrim perakom achadinim amin istaf lamedal mikra. Gemara I have a pasuk. V'zelushen Rava Rabbi k'siv ishaftu b'chaleis. You can judge all the time. V'ksiv ahaya b'yayim hanchila yesbanav. The word b'yayim is extra. On the day he gives nachla to his children, such and such. K'siv ahaya b'hanchila yesbanav. Okay, it said Yom L'Tchilas Din, Laila Gemaradin. One pasuk says Din is by day, and one pasuk says Rishav Tosam B'Chaleis. So one is Tchilas Din, that has to be by day, and one is Gemaradin. Skipping the parentheses, Vafilu Taisis the Kasu Ika Mishpat Tchilas Din Maidu. Hechad Iksiv Rishav Tu B'Chaleis. A Gemaradin Koi Ayin Prisha Shav Kasafti by my Pligi, etc. So, so far, it's just bringing the Gzeres HaKasav. Now, it brings a halacha. B'chumas maram simen chav ches kasav. And this happens nowadays. In this ratzu shnei atzadim l'daynam balayla. It's common today that the people work by day, especially in the winter. They don't have time to sit down at a din. So, if they're maskim to do it, muta l'daynam. The loigara mikiblu aleim karav apostol. He said, if they say nemet alayaba, if they say a karav is believed, it works. Ayin Shav. Chekhasam Aram le Kabbalah Simon Chav Ches. Shekachu Adin Liyin Kabbalah Seidis Balayla. If both sides are masking it's Muta, Vumidive Arashma. Shachinayagin Leisata Lohokel. The meaning today is to be Makel. Loda in Tchilas Din Balayla. Machsha Baladin. Once they come to an entire Shachin Akrav, Havale Kikablua. If they're summoned to Besdin, so it's like Kimlua. In other words, we don't even have to tell them you have a right to wave at night. If they send and they're willing to come, it's like them a kabul. L'chayra haya nero loymar. D'haynu taima. That this is the reason. Now listen to this. This part of the sma raises eyebrows all everywhere. V'l'kamon simen zayin. Kosua torva b'chaber. Suma be'echa b'ein of kashaladayin. Someone who's blind in one eye, le'elenu, is kashaladayin. A summa is not allowed to be done even when it's day outside, because to him it's laila afilu b'yayim. Ever such a thing? To him it has a din laila? Really? If you're eating matzah, it has a din laila. If you're sitting in a sukkah, it has a din laila. I don't know, it says here, I feel like here. Now listen to what the Sma says. This is big enough. Asuma is like Lila. Okay. Sukh the Sma. Imke Naimar. Hu adin ipcha. You're telling me the psul of Lila for din Torah is based on darkness and light? Kishamadlik neiris b'layla v'yachaliris alahakir b'nei adam. If you make the room well lit, mota ladin b'layla. Afil tchilas din. You hear what he's saying? He's saying, even though you're not doing din Torah tchilas din by night, but if you have enough light, you have a lot of light in the room, so you're allowed to. Yashan, I found in some old kaibitz, the ain't kainim bikini sudda balayla, ella, laraner, ella elvana, shikirei them, hey, the miyu akaina ba'amakli, you can see clearly. Chaynamru, haiman disle sudasa, lechle elabiyama. The Gemara says that in Yuma, that it's better to eat by day than by night. Tamishim shamru, suma inisaveya, if you don't see the food, you're not as satisfied. Vamru Hasam, Imad Lagneris Balaila less lumba. In this Kiddush, it says by Laila we don't do it in Targzeres Hakasa, Vayim Yayim Achilai. But by night, with a lot of light, it's Mutta. Kein Bekan Yerulila Halacha Laila Maisa, the Kfaisi Ladam Balaila. He ends up with Halacha Laila Maisa, but he says that he started by saying if both sides are masking, it's Mutta. And he goes further to say, if you have candles lit, it's also muta. Everyone on the page is matmiya on this. The laila, light you up the shach, dalid. The Sechei Tshuva brings six tshuva svarim that are matmiya on the setter of the sma. I think it was above. Ain't done by above in the second column. I buried the mishum sma mishkoski shabaladin. Look, here's the Kasar Shach, one second. Yeah. it. The he doesn't bring it involved again. I made Rishon B'Smach Shulam the Rav Shulam for London and Cry Veish. I made him before Akshav Abba. That's my Sussi Asher B'Lach Sheis Pilz. I don't know. I don't know. I don't see it now. Okay, I don't know why. I thought the Pesach Shuvah brings it here. Okay, at any rate, in the Har Tzvi, or Chaim Yud Beis, he's done, based on this, he says tzitzis is only a mitzvah by day, not by night. From which pasuk? Risa Maisai. So he say he brings the Shoyl. Say, he asked him if there are a lot of lights, it should be muta. Madachon it says biyayim. The smash says biyayim means light. It says risa Maisai, it should so certainly mean by night. Now, how do you slug that up? So he brings that it's wrong. I can prove it to you. How can you prove it? It says on Yom Kippur, you should come to shul early to make a brach on the talis when it's day, not when it's night. It also says in Yom Kippur the minig is to be marba v'neiris in the Beis Medrash. So you see, even when you're marba v'neiris in the Beis Medrash, there's still no mitzvah of tzitzis by night. But it's very fascinating that he brings this as some sort of a havamina and the sma. I don't think halacha anybody goes with it. It's at the very least a very very strange thing that to do such a thing. Kabbalistic reasons, I don't know, but it could be. Could be a second oimik of the Kavana, but it's second half of the night, that was also lost. Yeah. The fascinating Noida Yehuda, is a tshuva of Noida Yehuda, about a woman. There were rumors she's an Eishas Ish, others said she's not an Eishas Ish, so Bezal was investigating. They got a letter from three people that were at her wedding. They got a letter, three people said they were at her wedding, and she got married. They know she's divorced, but she knows she was an Eishas Ish. So the Noida Yehuda was asked, had a paskin. He says, Mepiyam Alayim Piksavam. Written testimony is not testimony. Mepiyam Alayim Piksavam. Now there is a Shitas Taisvis in Subis on Yuches that holds, or maybe a test, that holds that, that Koloroi Labila Ibila Makeva, somebody who can speak, you can do Mepiksavam. We don't pass right Taisvis, we pass in that you can't do it. So Mepiyam Alayim Piksavam. So it should be possible. So said Noi Yehuda. He says, wait, there were three. Bezdin is allowed to write a psak din, and then you do. Eidus is Mepiyam Alayim Piksavam. But Bezdin writes a psak din. Every Kim Shtaris is that way. Bezdin can write a psak din, and then it's binding. So maybe they should have a din Bezdin, the three of them. You have a din Bezdin. And you have to be chayshish that it counts to make her an eishas ish. He says, what? One letter by three of them. One letter by three. So he writes. But he writes that the letter says it was written by night. So it's hard to say that they meant to be a bezdin if they wrote it at night. They meant to, we don't sit in dim by night. He says, what about the sma? There are lights on. So he dismisses the sma out of hand. I mean, it's a chiddush on top of a chiddush to count them as a bezdin. But I discovered this in the first night of Yehuda, Seven Ezra and Ches. So he also mentions it, and even though he's being chayshish for Dabar Rochik, he's not. I mean, I think at the end of the day, very, very hard to use the technicality of a Piyam Alayim Piksavam to let her get married and have children, and if the two out of these three ever show up personally, the children would be Mamzer. Oh, see, he writes, because Loi Teshmiya Gedela Maria, so if they had a Ria, they could be Dayanim. Because Leitei, that's what you write. So Leitei Shvegadel and Riyah. So based on this, on the Riyah, they could, they should be able to do it. That's what you write. No, he means to say that Das was not to be a Bezdin. Because if the Das was to be a Bezdin, they went to Dan at night. It could be they never heard of this, that Bati Dino don't sit at night. But that's the context that, that he says. He also, he ends up, Kenirli Halacha Leila Maisa. What? Yeah, well, if they're doing it willingly, that, we, that he said earlier, in the sma, that if both sides are merutza, that it that it's okay. If they do, if the mirah, both sides agree to do it, then you could do it to the Torah by night. Thank you very much. And if a dayan went blind, apparently not. I don't know. That's what seems. I don't know. Question: how blind is blind? So if you get older, their sight is inhibited. But I remember, I went years ago. It's not operational anymore. I went years ago to the Manischewitz machine matzah bakery. They invited me to come and see what it looks like. Manischewitz, Horace Margaret, and Goodman is all the same company. Only Streitz has a separate factory. So I went there, and I was shocked by what I saw. It was not, there were major problems there. And I don't want to speak a bit of someone, but the mashgiach, the head mashgiach, was blind. He had been mashgiach there for 30, 40 years, and he went blind. So he had assistants helping him, but it was a little bit of a strange thing to have him greet, you know, to Rabbanu Mekam and show around. And it was really, I have to tell you, it was pretty bad. But you know, like, you don't want to contradict your hosts. So what do you do when you come back? So when I came back, I told people, our meeting is only to use 18-minute matzahs. They don't clean it out every 18 minutes, and that's not our meeting. I didn't want to say anything bad. But one Friday afternoon, I'm learning in the library, in Tar V'das on the second floor. Rabelsky's office is across the hall. All the lights were off, the whole building. Who's learning Friday afternoon? And Rabelsky comes in to the library. He says, "Oh, Reisman, I want to talk to you." Okay. So I come into his room. So he says to me, "I heard you were at the matzah bakery." So I gulped hard. I said, "I didn't tell anybody it's no good. I just told people we don't use 18-minute matzahs." Rabelsky, to his credit, says, "I heard what you really said, and you're right. We're putting in Horowitz, somebody who learned by us in the yeshiva, one of the Basna Horowitz. We're putting him in charge, and we're going to redo it for next year. Everything's going to be different for the coming year." Actually, I don't know the inside story, but eventually, a year or two later, they built a new factory. They didn't even use that place anymore. They invited me to come to the new place, but I don't want to get involved in the politics of anything. But anyway, talk about being blind and being in charge. It's a very difficult thing. Okay, so let's not Siv Gimel. There's no reason to slow down. It's a relatively easy simon. The main thing is to get to us is Shabbos and Laila. In both of them, we don't do it. But the bottom line, just you have to remember, Lididan, for Ashkenazim, if both sides agree, you could do Erev Shabbos, that the Ramah said. And if both sides agree, you could do Laila, that the Sma and the Shah said, independent of the Neiris Heter. As before the Neiris Heter, he brought that the Tshuvas Maram, if the Sras Rishtei had started, he could do by night. So the two main things we learned, which is Shabbos, and which is Erev Shabbos. Shabbos, we don't do the entire, but Erev Shabbos and Laila, the Ramah said on Erev Shabbos, if everyone agrees, he could do it. And the Shachetah said, Balaila also, if everyone agrees, it's no worse than Nemro Layaba, that you could do it. So the two most lamaisa dicker restrictions here are not negeya. What? No, because Shabbos is not allowed to do it because of Shami Yichtaiv, so that's definitely us.
But the Torah is a din on the Bali Din is on the Yom as well, no? That's the Bali Din.
The Shem Sunim Bedin. Yeah, so it's an interesting thing. If the reason is that Am Sunim Bedin is a little difficult, I guess Kiblu Aleim helps. You're going to have them in such circumstances.
During the Svarah, then, Pam at night, is that taught to see the facial expressions of the...
That's what he seems to say. He brings a raya from Edis, that if it was well lit, then they could see the Shikira Edim Heitev, Lara Haner, Lara Lavana, Shikira Edim Heitev, you are kind of a magna. So apparently that was the Svarah, that it's because of lights. Alright. Siv Gimel.
Just mom in this case.
We're talking about Mamanis, yeah, just now. Gimel, Zman Yeshivas Hadayanim, interestingly, Mehabaiker Asaif Shah Hamishas. The Kanvelach ain't Srichin Laishav, don't allow to. But the formal expectation of a Bezdin is they're available from the morning at Saif Shah Hamishas. Why at Saif Shah Hamishas? So it's interesting. The language of the Torah is at Chatzais. And the Beis Yosef says, "What Achatzais?" Says the Talmud Chacham. So the Talmud Chacham is Shah Hamishas. If you don't eat until after Chatzais, it's Kazerik Evan Lachamas. It's not healthy to go half a day without eating. And so the Talmud Chacham is in the fifth hour of the day. So the Beis Yosef says, "What do you mean at Chatzais?" He changes it to Atzayv Shah Hamishas. Why Atzayv Shah Hamishas? Because you're supposed to eat the Suda. You're not supposed to fast for health reasons until that time.
I'm sorry, and
is
to the sixth hour?
Is in right the hour before noon. But so the Talmud Chacham is in the sixth hour. Okay, if I was in 30 minutes, if I was in 40 minutes, but sometime in that point of time, if you look in the Sma Yud, this is what he brings down. So this is it's a very basic din with the Zmanim. And there's not a whole lot. Bezdin's allowed to sit whenever they want, and this is just their sort of official zman that it's expected from Bate Din.
Is there any mile that it's fit on Monday or Thursday?
Apparently not, because the Rishayim all bring that bezman hazeh. Actually, the Gemara in Gimel and Aleph says b'makim shabbat they didn't kavuim. Tosfos Dibur HaMasechta Shabbat they didn't kavuim brings that bezman hazeh. There's no set time. I'll tell you the funniest thing. We're learning chul in Shabbos afternoon. So not yesterday, but a week ago. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, he sends you a matana every once in a while. I'm learning Simon Pei Tes, which was the Gemara. It's not about Basar B'Challah. We're learning the part of chul in Perakol HaBasar. And what does the Gemara say? How long do you have to wait from Fleishiks to Melechiks? It says, Mesuda Lesuda. It does say, it says, Ad Suda Achrisi. Marukva said, my father, when he ate Fleishiks, he waited 24 hours to eat Melechiks. I wait Ad Suda Achrisi. When he gets 6 hours, the first person to mention the number 6 hours is the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam had a guy in him who said it, but the Rambam brings 6 hours. So the Mefarshi Rambam said, where did he get 6 hours from? So the Dagal Mervava there on the page brings, maybe from one of Mefarshi Rambam, but Dagal Mervava on the page, he got it from here. How did he get it from here? It says, Marukfa was a Talmud Chacham. So it's clear here that they didn't eat until Suda Shishas, until Shah Shishas. And it says that at Karev Lo Shah Shishas is the language that it says, in the Sma, he says until right before Shah Shishas. So, Shashis Manasuda, at Saif Shashis, until towards the end of the Shashishas. So make a cheshbon. They used to eat 2 sudas, one by day, one by night. So, if he ate at Saif Shashishas, his first suda, and the second one at night, so that's 6 hours from on an even day, that's 6 hours from Saif Shashishas till Shkia. At 6 hours, so that's where the Rambam got 6 hours from. As I state in the Dagon Ravava. What? Day flesh is apparently the morning. Yeah. Well, he said, at Suda Achrisi. The Misum, the night Suda till the day Suda, that would be 18 hours. So we'd rather go from there to there.
Rebbe taught us in older times that he's not eating breakfast
So this is no. This is breakfast. Breakfast for Tamar Chacham and Shah Shishas. He's talking about the first meal. So let me just tell you. I'll tell you a horror on this whole thing. If that's true, it should go from the beginning of the Fleishig Gesuda to the beginning of the Melech Gesuda. We're knowing that we wait to eat Fleishig. So Tamar Chacham started his Suda right before Shah Shishas. So we're going from when he started his Suda till he started his Suda of Belaila. So we don't do that. We say, oh, when do we finish eating the challenge? We finished eating at this time, we need 6 hours. And that's the halacha. But if this is the cheshbin, the cheshbin should go from the beginning of the Suda to the beginning of the Suda. And the dogma of Abba there says, Beferish, that his language is, from the time you finish eating meat, until you start the Milchik Suda. I learned Yerodeya by Rav Palm, in the first cycle he taught Yerodeya, after Rav Shaul's Nifter. I think Rav Kana gave for one cycle, and then Rav Palm took it over. So when I learned by Rav Palm, he said, you can't start the Milchik Suda until 6 hours. Many are not knowing that they start Shal Shudas, and they say, when can I eat Milchik in a half hour? They'll wait a half an hour. But they're not knowing that way. So Rav Palm later, when he said it based on Dogma Ravava, but later there was a bit of an uproar over it, and he saw that all the Paiskim Basroi, the Kitzchel Narat, Chachma Sadam, they all say from Achila to Achila. So he retracted, I don't know if he was personally knowing, but he retracted this idea, and he said, but from the Dogma Ravava's Makar, it sounds like Tchila Sasuda, because they're the beginning of the night. So. What? Pashan. We're talking about Pashak. Pashan, so Tamar Chacham is in the 6th hour. Okay, it's not because he sleeps till then, it's because he hopefully is learning until then. Okay, we'll finish the sermon next week. It'll be a kula, yeah. Your pop took the chumah without the kula, yeah.